Valerie Plame, Under Oath. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Valerie Plame, America's most famous secret agent, testified under oath in Congress today. Democrats tried to show that leaking her identity was an egregious betrayal done for political purposes. Representative Paul Hodes displayed a chart showing 20 instances where various Bush administration officials leaked her identity.
Is there any circumstance that you can think of that would justify leaking the name of an undercover agent?
No, Congressman.
Under Republican questioning, she admitted she didn't know whether those officials knew she was covert and was never herself told she was the type of covert agent whose identity it would be a crime to disclose.
No, no one told me that. And
How about after the disclosure? Did anyone then say, gee, you were designated under the act, should not have happened? Did anybody in the CIA tell you at that point?
No.
But later she said that whether her outing was criminal or not, it should not have happened.
I know I'm here under oath, and I'm here to say that I was a covert officer of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Whether Valerie Plame was covert, undercover, or classified, and whether or not this was a criminal act, all of us out here are wondering why. When her husband challenged the president's claim that Saddam Hussein was seeking uranium, why did so many White House officials feel they had to swing into action? There were certainly plenty of other people criticizing the Iraq operation. It begins to look like more than just damage control. It begins to look like someone wanted to teach a certain CIA agent a lesson.
Have there been in the past leaks of agents of an agent's identity?
None that I'm aware of by their very own government.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.